Blog Talk Radio.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see, Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm
good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. It's a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost special loved ones. I'm Mary Hollis, your host, and I am happy to be here, and I am wide awake. I took a little nap before the show came on because I was quite sleepy tonight and didn't want to wake up, but I said, uh-oh, the alarm went off and I got to get up, but all is well. Well, some of you were not able to attend our 16th anniversary, Widows Ministry anniversary this past Saturday. It was absolutely wonderful. Everything was beautiful and purple and silver. Everybody was dressed up, looking so beautiful in their colors. And we had lots of guests. We had new, I call them water walking widows, new that showed up, and also seasonal that always support the ministry. We had guests that came from other women ministry to our anniversary as well. And we had a wonderful speaker, Linda Strickland. She gave us her own testament. She is a widow also. She's been a widow for seven years. And she just gave us a wonderful, encouraging message. And in her own story, because, like I say, we have many of the ladies that were there were part of A Widow's Touch, the 26 stories of true stories of encouragement and healing. And many of them were there. A lot of our widows were not there because they were on, they're still on, by the way, they're still on a trip that they went on. Several of them does a lot of traveling. And they're retired, and they, unfortunately, the date was during our anniversary. But they have been always there and supportive, so I wish them well and hope that they will continue to enjoy their trip and get back here to the ATL safely. But we had wonderful time. We had good food, who was catered by our own member, Ollie Penn. And it was just, like I said, a wonderful and beautiful and nice weather, no rain. But right now I wish we could get some rain because my grass is looking the worst it's ever looked in many, many, many years. My flowers and everything. So, but it was wonderful. And like I say, I posted some pictures to, we all did. There were several of us that posted some pictures to the website on Facebook. And you also, you can go to the Next Chapter, Widows Ministry Facebook, and look at some wonderful and beautiful pictures that we posted from our anniversary. But tonight we're going to talk about several things. We're going to talk about belief. We're going to talk about burdens. We're going to talk about challenges. And we're going to talk about faith. Because this world is crazy. The things that are going on, you know that the time is close because the things that are going on, and we're not going to talk about our president, I guess y'all president number 45. But anyway, we need to really have belief in God, because this is what's going to help us to get through these times that we are encountering each day. I want to talk about belief and also got some scripture. So if you have a piece of paper and pen handy, I will be giving you a lot of scripture relating to this topic that I'll be talking about. Belief. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Belief is one of these things that you can't see physically, but you can still have it. For example, you believe a chair will hold you when you sit in it, right? When you sit down on that chair, you believe that chair is going to hold you. You can't explain the physics of it, but you can sit in it believing that it will do what it's supposed to do. Belief in God is just like that. You can believe in God just like that, that whatever, just like you know you're going to be sitting on that chair and that chair is going to hold you, it's not going to flop. God, you can believe that God is going to do the same thing. You can have that belief in him because he's going to be there for you. You put your trust in him that he will do what he said he's going to do. The Bible has written words. It is filled with those promises of God. All through the Bible, the promise of God, different people that the Bible talks about, you see the promises that he gave to the different people in the Bible, throughout the Bible. In John 7:37-38, on the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and he said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whosoever believe in him, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." Have you ever been so thirsty? Nothing can quench your thirst. You are desperate to find resolution. You try something within reach. You even try substitution. But they are just that, a substitution for the real thing. Sometimes we aren't just physically thirsty, but we have that deep down soul type thirst. You are seeking something in your life that will completely quench your soul. Jesus said that only he can satisfy that kind of thirst. It's there, no waiting. He will fill your life with overflowing. The Bible says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. That is coming from Psalms 119:105. If only life came with an instructional manual. Wouldn't you want that? Sometimes you don't want to think, you don't want to go through nothing, you just want to read it and say, this is what to do, how to follow these things, then these things happen, and here's a book that you can follow these instructions. Well, help for when you don't know what to do. The Bible is filled with stories and ordinary people who live through struggles and triumphs, heartaches and joy. Unlike the story we see today on television, not every story has a happy ending. People saw consequences of their erroneous action, though at all. Do you know that God shines a light for our path today? Yes, he gives us direction, and he makes a clear path for us. Sometimes we don't always see it very clearly, but he does. In Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow, or judges the thought and attitude of the heart. The Bible is God's love. Letter to you. God's love letters to you. It isn't the savvy romance novel found in drugstores. The characters in those stories give only conditioned love to each other. God's love is unconditional. Yes, it is unconditional. What amazing love that he shows us and gives us to each other. God's love is definitely, you can definitely say that it is unconditionally, because he gave his only begotten son. From the first word in the book of Genesis, where God created the heaven and the earth, he is communicating his love to you. It's the love letter you long to read. Open it and see it for yourself. Burdens, our burdens. Definitions of our burden. Cast your cares. The scripture says, cast your cares. Jesus came to me, and you are who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That comes from Matthew 11:28. We all have burdens, and we all will have burdens. Weary burdens need rest. These words read like a repeating entry in a woman's daily journal. Most women feel that they have earned the right to be burdened. What else but weary could they be with all they do, all we do? Jesus said that he would give rest to those who are weary. He would lighten our loads. And boy, do we have heavy loads. Take one burden at a time and hand it over to him. Just like in Matthew 11:28 says, who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. And he will do just that. And take one burden at a time and hand it over to him. And then rest in the peace that Jesus has our lives in the palm of his hand. Just like I spoke at the anniversary, and I encourage you to, whenever you're going through your emotions and your loneliness, there's two songs to listen to. Listen to Forever by Jason Nelson and He Knows Your Name by Tasha Cobb Leonard. Those two songs are very encouraging to me, and I'm sure it could be, and you can feel that peace and encouragement also. because in that song that says forever, he's letting you know that he will love you not just for one day, not for some time, but forever, forevermore, until you enter, leave this earth and enter into his kingdom. He will continue to love you. And in the song that he knows your name, it's so touching and moving that in all of these people that's in the world, the billions of people that's in the world, that he knows each one of our names. It's special to know that, you know, that he knows your name. He's letting you know that I will carry you through these burdens. I will walk with you, and I will carry you. So just knowing that you are individually special to him because he knows your name. And Galatians 4:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this day you will fulfill the law of Christ. Have you ever seen the size of kids' backpack lately? Their backpack weights of books, papers, and stuff, lunch box or whatever. Kids carry these backpacks all on their tired shoulder. Relief comes when they drop the heavy bag at home, at school. The burden you carry around each day may be causing your shoulder to droop as well. Taking these worries and burden, take them to God. He has promised to lighten your load by adding his shoulder to yours. Adding your shoulder to his. He's right there by your side, walking with you every step of the way. All of you, I'm sure, have heard the poem Footprints, where this person was walking on the beach, and when he looked back, he saw a set of footprints, and that was Jesus carrying him. He does that. Sometimes we don't feel it. We can't see the things that he's doing for us. But we have to be a little more open-minded and asking God for his presence and showing himself to us so we can see how he's right there by our side, providing for us, supporting us, loving us, and carrying us each step of the way, one day at a time. And it takes one day at a time. So, you know, it doesn't happen all of a sudden. It's one day at a time. The day can be a year from now or 2 years from now, but he's still there walking by your side every day, every week, every month. He's right there by your side, walking with you. Challenges. We all have challenges. We can't escape from none of them. Every challenge that we go through, yes, God is still there, and we're going to have them. Sometimes we go without, and our life is so peaceful and loving and, I mean, carefree, but there, here it comes, those challenges. But guess what? You got to be strong in the Lord. You got to trust him in those times when it comes. I mean, there are moments that, yeah, we can have fun and go on trips and all that stuff. We just have a great time. But there are challenges. In Isaiah 57:50-7, verse, because the sovereign's Lord helped me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. Life is full of challenges, where some are short-term, others are a lifetime. Do you seek the help of others or prefer to do it alone? Sometimes we need others to help us. We can't do this alone. So, like a toddler, approach to those challenges as the ventures into walking. As she ventures into walking, she takes one step at a time with help from a steady adult or an available piece of furniture. Eventually, she walks on her own. With God's help, takes life challenges one step at a time. In Hebrews 12:1-2, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Boy, do we have challenges. Do you ever get tired of life challenges? I'm sure all of you saying yes, yes, yes. But just knowing that God is walking with us one step at a time. Do you wish that you could live in a carefree, predictable life? I would sometimes, but you know, life challenges help us to be strong and become more faithful. Be strong in faith. So sometimes it's good for us to have life challenges because everything works out for us forever. We don't experience it, so we don't know what it's like with life challenges. So it's good to have those challenges, so it'll keep us to walk in faith and not by sight. While that isn't impossible, you can have a different perspective on the challenges that come your way. The Bible says that we will encounter trials in this life. After all, this world is not our home. It is just a temporary residence. While we are here, God promises his presence, his love, and most important, love and comfort. He will walk beside you and give you strength to overcome whatever is in your path. Whatever is in your path. But we must have faith. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. That's 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Faith is not just something you commit to once you don't think about it again. Instead, it's something that alerts you every day to possibilities and opportunities. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith, open to his direction. Keep your eyes on him. Day by day, you will see his faithfulness, and your faith will grow. Soon you will stop worrying about what is around you the next corner, and you will know with certainty that the two of you can handle anything, because he is there walking one step at a time, one day at a time with you. So keep the faith. We should live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, you will probably hear it. You have already probably heard your minister, different people will say, "Live by faith, not by sight." Yes, you will. You need to believe this. It is more than a twist on a phrase. Your faith opens you up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about everyday reality. but also mystery and possibility. What God can do, what you need to believe, you need to live according to the whole other reality with sights and sounds unimaginable to faithless eyes. We live by faith and not by sight. Just knowing that he's right there. Pray without ceasing. Ask him to come to you, to show himself to you, his presence. And I will assure you, once you feel his presence, you will have more faith that he is walking there with you one day at a time, and knowing that, and you will know that you can have faith and be able to walk in these challenges that will come your way. Just be encouraged. Have the belief and the promises that God has given to you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that is all I have to say tonight. It's to your belief, your challenges, and knowing that the burdens that we all bear, we must walk in those, but just knowing that God will get us through each and every burden and challenge that we have in life. We have to believe in him, trust in him, and knowing that he will be there with us until the end. And I would like to end with my moment. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. And every moment, thank God. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. And just knowing that the challenge that you are facing right now, that God is walking with you. Be blessed and have a great week. And good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding?